7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
欢迎收看我们的频道，支持我们可以多些 like 赞好 share 给朋友，按下钟仔留言参与下讨论，多谢晒。
That means the current time is 1930 UTC. And what do we do at 1930 UTC? That's right, we do some dubious goals committee.All right, so what are we doing for Dubious Goals Committee today? Well, we're not looking for marmots, I'll tell you that much. And we're not looking for mushrooms, even though it rained a little bit. We got some rain overnight, and it has apparently stopped, and I wanted to run right outside and go look for some fungus or something, because we've had three very warm days, and now it has rained. But the problem is... Big temperature drop. Very massive, chunky temperature drop. It was 90 degrees. 90 degrees American. That's about, what, 30? 32 degrees? I don't know. And now, it's 44 degrees American. 45 now. 45.Which is, I don't know what that is in common sense. It's about, I don't know, 5 or 6 degrees. And that in itself isn't so bad, but it's very, very windy. What? No, we already did this for an hour, remember? I have to do this now. Okay, geez, because I have a cat, and everybody knows that we have a cat here.Doing some... What are you doing? You're just sitting over there. Yeah, no, we already did plenty of water. The water bowl is full. You can go drink all the water you want. Because you're a good kitty and you love to drink the water that's already in the bowl. And you love to not make me have to pour more. Right? Because you're a good baby? Talk into the microphone, please. Not happening. Okay, so... I really wanted to go outside because I get this feeling that this might be one of those weird morel years. The funny thing is the emeritus sent me an email about something about morels, and I was thinking, yeah, no, we're a ways out, and we had those hot days, which could be bad. Did it get hot enough to actually stunt mycelium growth of morel mushrooms? It's possible.But it doesn't matter. Don't think about it, Tobe. We're not going outside. We're not doing anything. We're not going anywhere. So, yeah. Rain and cold overnight. What did that mean? That also mean that I have sinus problems. Or at least I did. I'm trying to convince myself that we're done with sinuses for the day, but I don't know if that's true.So I'm drinking tea. And it's delicious. Hi, yang, yang, yang. You can be a little yappy yaps all you want. I'm doing the committee. If you want to drink water, you can just go drink the damn water. I don't have to be there. I don't actually have to witness you drinking water for you to drink water. Did you know that? Oh, we got smart kitties.What the hell was I talking about? Going outside, mushrooms, golf balls, it's too cold, so here we are. Here we are just sitting around, and what was I doing last night? I was doing two things. I was sitting here watching some videos, and I watched this thing. I watched this little documentary about Aini Kamoze. Remember that guy? If you don't, well, maybe you're lucky.There's this one channel that I watch this guy does these historical breakdowns of musicians and bands and stuff and blah blah blah, and one of them caught my eye, and it was about Aini Kamoze, the hot stepper. Here comes the hot steppa. And no, we're not going to be listening to that. I kind of was thinking about maybe I want to know. We don't need to hear it. We got plenty of other real cool dance hall we can play. We don't need to hear the pseudo stuff. Although, that's what I learned watching this sort of documentary sort of thing about Aini Kamoze. He really wasn't the one who wonder, worthless sort of clown guy that everybody sort of thought he was. He was a legit dude. And had a long career before he had that stupid hit song. He was the voice for Sly and Robbie for the longest time. And I didn't know that. I'm a huge Sly and Robbie fan. I have a lot of Sly and Robbie material. And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, is that Aini Kamoze on some of those songs? And my, geez, I really should look into this a little bit further, but... Yeah, that was the educational thing that I learned last night. And that was fun. Why am I telling you this? I don't know. Maybe because the next time you hear that terrible, stupid song, you should think, oh, well, at least maybe he finally got some money and got paid after a long career of really putting in the work. You know, paying the dues. Oh, that reminds me of Mick Mars. Mick Mars is now in some kind of hubbub or turmoil or something with his old band. And yeah, I don't know. I gotta side with Mick Mars. Mick Mars, he's the talent. He is... And there's a guy who put in his dues. There's a guy who paid way too much in dues before he had any success. And can he even enjoy his success? You know, he's got one of those really rare and really bizarre and debilitating forms of arthritis. I forget which one it is, but it's something horrible. And it's a miracle that guy could ever even play to begin with. Did you hear that? That was my cat yawning and meowing at the same time. Meow. And that's a good kitty. Anyway, yeah, so I got a cat. I got a cat. And I was really, the other thing that I'm really, really excited about from last night is that my cat pooped in the poop box. Now, you might be wondering, why is this such a big deal? Well, I wasn't going to tell you this because, you know, I try to stay away from scatological humor on the Dubious Goals Committee because, let's face it, we all have IQs over 100. But this all started about 2 weeks ago. It's been about 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was sitting around here in the early evening. I don't remember what I was doing. And my cat walked into the bathroom. She got in her box and then she walked out. And I realized, you know, huh. I haven't cleaned the cat box in a couple of days. Usually I'm awake when the cat goes in there, she does her little poop business, she comes out, I go in and I clean out the cat box, okay, no problem. But I had realized, geez, I don't think I've cleaned out the cat box in a couple of days, and the cat isn't overly picky about these things, you know, if I miss a couple, she doesn't go absolutely crazy, she doesn't, you know, anyway. So I realized, huh, I don't think I've scooped the poop. So I walked into the bathroom and I took the lid off the poop box. And I was surprised to find out that there was no kitty poop in the poop box. And this has been about 2 days, maybe 3 days. And I thought, okay, is this a problem or is what's happening here? Maybe the kitty's just been constipated. And this has happened before. She's gone a couple of days and no big deal, right? So I just didn't really think very much of it. And the next day I sort of realized, you know, I don't think the cat has pooped. So once again, I checked the cat box. Still no kitty poops. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's kind of weird, huh? And then I sort of spaced it off. I forgot all about it. And then, a day or maybe another 2 days later, I don't remember exactly, I had to go up in the bedroom to get something out of the closet, some, you know, article of clothing. I don't remember what was happening. I went up into the bedroom, I opened the closet, and I got the shirt out or whatever, and I thought, huh, why does it smell like kitty poop in here? Yeah. So I look around, and then right up over there, up against the wall, there's 5 neat little piles of kitty poop. Some of them are halfway covered with... Well, there was a plastic bag sitting there nearby that had some brand new clothes that are not even worn yet. And, well, no, I got lucky. She just used the plastic bag to cover up one of the piles of poop. And she used one of my old shirts that was clean but sitting on the floor to cover up another pile of poop. And so now the clean shirt has... So I have to clean up 5 kitty piles of poop, and, yeah. It wasn't that bad, so if you own a cat, sometimes you're just cleaning up kitty poop. That's all there is to it. I don't care. That's just one of those things that goes along with being a friend of a cat. And so I cleaned up the kitty poop, and I talked to the cat, and I said, why are there kitty poops in the... Meow, meow. No, we don't do kitty poops here. We do, okay, so anyway. So I thought, what's the problem? So I went down, I inspected the kitty box, and I thought, well, maybe there's not enough cat sand in it. So you never know with cats. Too much kitty sand, not enough cat sand. So I put some cat sand in there, and I zen gardened the cat box, because that's what I do. I rake freaking cat sand. That's what I do. I'm a Buddhist monk with a sand garden that also is a cat toilet, but that's fine. And so I get the kitty box ready, and I make it all pristine and, you know, a perfectly acceptable kitty poop place. A kitty princess poop place, if we want to be alliterative about it. Oh, and I didn't even tell you about the pizza. All right, we'll get to that in a minute. It's unrelated, don't worry. So I fixed up the cat box, and then that day or the next day, I can't remember, I watched the cat go in there, and yay, I heard the meow, 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 weird sound she makes when she does kitty poops. The cat's pooping in the poop box again. Hooray, I win. Until about 2 days later, I was back up in the bedroom putting that shirt back in the closet after washing it or something, whatever the hell I was doing. And why does it smell like kitty poop in here? Yeah, there's 2 more piles of kitty poop in the goddamn bedroom. So, was that last night? 2 nights ago? 3 nights ago? I don't even remember. So, clean up all the kitty poop again, and then I get strategic. And then I have to, you know, because I got the special kitty poop cleaner, but I've also got the other can of no. Like, stay away from this zone. So I sprayed the anti-cat spray along the wall and then the threshold of the bedroom, and I closed the door so the cat couldn't get up into the bedroom anymore. Now I can't use any of the rooms in my house. And then I followed the cat around for a day. And she wasn't doing any poops for a day or two, and I started getting very worried, and I had to start looking around all over in my house where everything else is, not in the rooms upstairs, looking for kitty poops. Did I ever find any kitty poops? No, I did not ever find any kitty poops. And then, yeah, last night, well, I don't remember what time it was. It was shortly after, I don't know, dusk or whatever. She walks into the bathroom, and I can hear her climbing into the kitty poop box. And I start getting excited. And then I start hearing the sounds. Yay, kitty pooping in the box again. So yeah. That's been my last couple of weeks. Just worrying about where in the hell is the cat pooping. And yeah, the other thing I was going to tell you is pizza. I went to the pizza place in Irvington. It's really an Italian restaurant. They actually sell pizza too, and they sell pizza by the slice, but you can't order by the slice. They just make a few pizzas every day and put them in a in a heat box, and you can just walk in and buy slices. But when they run out, they run out. They don't make any more. Yesterday, I was up and doing stuff and was early enough that I was sitting around. I got up so early that I ate breakfast early, so now I have to eat lunch early. And yes, I drove over to Irvington, bought a $4 slice of pizza. It's a pretty big slice, but yeah, they used to only be $3, but that was 2 years ago, before all the pandemic and crap and blah, blah, blah. I bought the last piece of pepperoni pizza, I brought it home and I ate it, and it was pretty good. It was exactly what I expected. And I ate it, and I was satisfied, and now I don't have to, you know, eat that pizza for at least another year. Possibly longer.
Ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Hey! Whoa! Don't touch me!
until... Let's eat carrots together until...
Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Airport.
Holiday!
No, I need the finest girl in Jamaica. No!
Get in! Sit in the back! I know a shortcut! Hold tight!
Have you ever been inside on a rain and rainy night, holding your baby tight? Well, I have. Have you ever been to bed with music in your head, forgetting your daily bread? Yes, I have. Have you ever had your dreams, long forgotten schemes, coming through it seems? Well, I have. Tell your friend it's true, it's a pretty thing to go through, just between me and you. Yes, I have.
Hear me now, rain could have fallen, then I'll leave you at all. The way me love the girl is like me want thunder roller. You want me under control. The time it could have happened, said the time could have pulled, hold me tight. In the middle of the night, don't let me go till a broad daylight up front. Woman, yes, you have me on the punch. Me love you more than breakfast and more than me lunch. Tell you the truth, woman, yes, me not tell no lie. If you left the DJ, you know me, I go cry on me mind. Woman, yes, you rest all the time, good loving. Woman, and that you go get, and if you give me good loving, you go get. No girl out the road, none of them never no chat. Come to good loving, little girl, you want the best. Like a muffin, clock and demon, stay alive and the red. Come now!
Peter, Potter, Peter, Potter, Peter, Potter. Coming down, I said the raindrops coming down. Me and my baby holding tight, doing alright. I hope it never stops. Potter, 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 Potter. Coming down, I see the raindrops.
Okay. That was, of course, Shaka Demuts and Pliers, and hopefully they found that girl they were looking for in Jamaica. I want to take a cab to Jamaica. Hey, taxi! Which reminds me, I learned the origination of the Sling Tang rhythm. Did I tell you about this? But hey, regardless, before we heard some Shaka Demus and Pliers, we heard Chibo Mato with Beef Jerky, and previous to that, of course, Thomas Dolby, Europa, and the Pirate Twins. Now, back to the Sling Tang rhythm. If you know anything about dancehall, if you know anything about Jamaican music, you know what a rhythm is. I'm not going to explain rhythm at this point. It's a beat. It's what the kids call a beat. Listen to my beat! The Sling Tang rhythm actually comes from, and this is so trio da da da, it actually comes from a Casio keyboard. It's the standard rock setting with the automatic bass accompaniment on a Casio CT40 keyboard. And one of the things I learned last night watching that guy doing his documentaries about weird music stuff, I learned that that Casio, that automatic rhythm thingy and the drum beat and all that, that was programmed by a woman who was influenced by David Bowie. So the entire Sling Tang rhythm is actually David Bowie's fault. And I find that fascinating. And you know how much I love fascinating stuff, because I talk about it every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anahan Radio. My name's Tobe. This has been the Dubious Goals Committee. And now this is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Now I need food.